What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 248. In this episode, I'll discuss current strategies for the reversal of life-threatening bleeding due to direct oral anticoagulants. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode248. This month marks the one-year anniversary of the Critical Care Pharmacy Academy. Over 200 pharmacists have joined the academy to learn and enhance their critical care skills. Because many academy members cross-cover areas of pharmacy beyond critical care, starting December 7th, the academy will become the Hospital Pharmacy Academy. In addition to critical care, masterclass trainings in the area of emergency medicine, infectious disease, and general hospital pharmacy will be added regularly. The Hospital Pharmacy Academy will help you take your clinical pharmacy skills to the next level, whether you are an experienced hospital pharmacist that wants to keep current and relevant in a competitive job market, or a pharmacist or resident looking to gain confidence and knowledge in hospital pharmacy practice. To learn more and get a video tour of inside the Hospital Pharmacy Academy, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Both the ISMP and the International Society on Thrombosis and Hemostasis suggest the use of the abbreviation DOAC to refer to anticoagulants such as apixaban, rivaroxaban, edoxaban, betrixaban, and dabigatran. This is because the term NOAC, although meant to stand for novel or new oral anticoagulants, may be confused as standing for no anticoagulation. The current DOACs can be divided into two categories, direct thrombin inhibitors and factor Xa inhibitors. When you're evaluating a patient with a life-threatening bleed who has recently taken a DOAC, the two most important pieces of information to consider are, number one, the time since the last dose, and number two, the patient's renal function. This information can then be used to determine whether or not five half-lives of the DOAC have passed. After five half-lives of the DOAC have elapsed, there is likely no medication left to be reversed, and the bleeding should be treated as if the patient was not on a DOAC. You can find a calculator to estimate the time for five half-lives to elapse of the commonly used DOACs at pharmacyjoe.com/DOAC. There are no placebo-controlled studies of the reversal of any of the DOACs that compare patient-focused outcomes such as mortality. Instead, the available data examines surrogate endpoints, such as hemostasis or normalization of coagulation studies. The only DOAC with an actual reversal agent approved by the FDA is the direct thrombin inhibitor, dabigatran. Dabigatran may be reversed by giving 5 grams of idariusizumab by rapid IV administration. If the bleeding does not resolve in an appropriate amount of time, this dose may be repeated. Idariusizumab comes in 2.5 gram 50 ml vials, so 2 vials will be needed for each dose. Idariusizumab may be drawn up into a syringe and given by IV bolus or may be infused over 5 to 10 minutes. If idariusizumab is not in your smart pump library, infusing it at 600 mLs per hour will administer each 50 ml vial over 5 minutes. Be sure to flush the IV tubing with normal saline, as up to 50% of the last vial may be trapped in the tubing. The oral factor Xa inhibitors, apixaban, rivaroxaban, edoxaban, and betrixaban, have no FDA-approved reversal agent. Prohemostatic attempts may be made with various alternative agents, such as 4-factor prothrombin complex concentrates like Kcentra at a dose of 50 units per kilo IV, activated prothrombin complex concentrates such as FEBA at a dose of 50 to 100 units per kilo IV, activated factor 7, Novo 7, at a dose of up to 90 mics per kilo IV, 3-factor prothrombin complex concentrates like Profil 9 at a dose of 50 units per kilo IV, and fresh frozen plasma. These agents have not been rigorously studied for reversal of life-threatening bleeding in a patient on a factor Xa inhibitor. I prefer to use Kcentra over the other agents. Fresh frozen plasma appears to have limited effectiveness, and the agents with activated factors would theoretically have a much higher chance of causing a serious clot. There are two additional reversal agents that may soon be FDA approved. One, andexanet alpha, reverses the effects of the factor Xa inhibitors. It was discussed back at episode 121. And two, seroparentag, which is a broad-spectrum reversal agent that reverses every anticoagulant except for warfarin. And this was discussed in both episode 75 and episode 173. You can get the links to these prior episodes as well as the evidence at pharmacyjoe.com/episode248. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.